This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're in the middle of a trooper talk. We normally do that 10 to 11, but we wanted to accommodate Governor Burgum's schedule today. He's joining us from 10:30 to 11, taking your calls, questions, and comments. Going to talk about his recent trip to the White House. Talk about Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, coming to North Dakota tomorrow. And also talk about the number one state for quality of life, North Dakota. How about that, huh? Looking forward to that chat with the governor coming up in just a little bit. Your calls, your questions, and comments for Trooper John Nova joining us today to talk about the new, very confusing bit of regulations out of Washington, D.C. related to the new electronic logging device regulations that are in effect as of now. Few areas that there have been concerns over, if you're a horse hauler, if you're going to races, you're exempt from this. It does not cover you. There was a lot of confusion over that early on. Same thing on rodeos. So we've been trying to clear up some of those questions today and welcome any other questions you have. 701-367-2054 is my number. If you'd like to text me a question, 367-2054 to text a question. You can call in a question at 258-0550. Sean from Sabin is on the line, and you were in the middle of answering his question, where he basically was saying, leave this up to human beings. We don't need an electronic device monitoring every, twist and turn of a trucker. That would keep people safe, would it?
Yes. Actually, the electronic logging device is nothing more than an electronic version of what they're supposed to be doing by hand right now. When they're recording their paper logbook, they're supposed to be recording off-duty, on-duty, driving. They're supposed to be recording all that that information on the log as it is taking place.
All right, so, John, let me come back to you for a second. I mean, what do you disagree with there?
Well, I mean, on paper logs, you know what happens just as well as I do, but you're able to fudge your 15 minutes here and there. You can't always get to a truck stop that you need to be at when you have to be there. So by mandating us to have an 11 hours to the minute, and if we get paid by the mile and we have 11 hours to make up so many miles and we don't get overtime because there's a U.S. Century code against that for truck drivers, there's no overtime rate for us past 40 hours, so we want to get our mileage in per day. But if we get held up due to traffic or to weather or whatever the increments may be, and if it's not suitable for the 13, 14-hour exemption, then we have to try and make it to where we're supposed to be. And that's just going to put a bunch more people in a lot more predicaments and taking a lot more chances than they would have before when they could have just scratched off that 15 minutes and made it work, because that's a human being. It's things that happen.
Well, the problem with the fudge factor, we're just scratching it off. We're going to scratch those 15 minutes off. Tomorrow we're going to scratch a half hour off. We're scratching stuff off here. At the end of the day, the 11-hour rule is the regulation, the law is 11 hours. If you're going to 11 hours and 15 minutes, driving to 11 and a half hours to get to the truck stop, that half an hour, whether it's now under the ELD or under the old paper log, either way, if you exceed that, under the new one, under the ELD, it's going to show that you went over that amount. On the paper log, you fudged it back to and rounded it back. That actually created a false log. No. So either way, it's a violation.
So what I'm curious about, John, is, okay, if you're traveling from Fargo to Bismarck and, you're within 15 minutes, maybe you're going to stop and steal instead of going to Bismarck because you're not going to, with electronic log, you're going to be ahead of that 15 minutes rather than be, 15 minutes over by continuing on to Bismarck, right? Either your 15 minutes ends between Bismarck and Steele, or you stop and Steele. Doesn't that just require better planning on your part, John?
Yes, and that's part of it, and that's what even safety directors with the companies are saying, that it takes more planning.
But I'm curious, John, I mean, is that too simplistic to say just plan better?
Yeah.
John, I'm saying.
When you're loading and unloading, it doesn't, there is no planning that's involved with that. Everybody, you're at everybody else's mercy to a schedule. It's not always like that. If you get paid per mile, and if you own a company and that boat has to be there, what do you do? You have to stop. Okay, well, now that's 15 minutes. That's 20 miles. If you get paid $4 a mile at 20 miles, that's $80. $80 a day times 365. I mean, that's big money. That's a lot of money
in
somebody's pocket, and it's our pocket.
So help me understand. If you have a
pocket.
Help me understand this. If you have a load and you're unloading, you're not driving, obviously, because the rig is parked and you're unloading. You're not getting paid?
Well, it depends how you have the contract set up between whoever you're hauling a load for, but you have 14 hours, so you have 3 hours of working time available in a 14-hour day. You can work 14 hours a day, but 11 of that can be driving. So if you go over that 3 hours of working time for your load or unload time, it takes time off of your driving. So now it's cutting into your miles. If you sit somewhere at a dock or at a load bay for 4 hours, no, you can't drive your full 11 hours. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's like getting paid salary as a max. But your employer is able to take money away from you due to certain circumstances of which you had no control over.
See, this to me comes back to the idea of 11 hours being a good idea of a maximum for driving or not. From your perspective as law enforcement, Trooper John, is that a good number? Is that the number it should be?
11 is actually a good number. The thing that John is talking about here is actually we see this quite often, especially with this ELD rule that's came into play. The problem that drivers are having is they're having the problem with the 11 and 14 hour rule because it's rigid. There's no flexibility in it right now. There's nothing.
But whose rule is that?
That's FMCSA's rule as far as 11 hour. That's the regulation. That's the federal regulation. 11 hours of drive time. You've got 14 hours of on duty time or 14 hours. And of that, 11 of it can be drive time.
But if I were a trucker, I think I would be making the argument that I need to have my compensation distributed a little differently, given the fact that we now have an ELD and we don't have a fudge factor anymore. We don't have a fudge factor to make up the time if somebody took too long to load. But that isn't your problem. You've got to enforce the law.
Right, right. And at the end of the day, it's exactly what you said. It's a problem with the 11 and 14 hour rule. And by focusing on the ELD rule isn't the problem here. It's the
regulation behind it.
The 11 and 14 hour rule, that's the problem.
Got it. John, thanks. Good conversation. Kevin in South Dakota next for Trooper John, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Trooper. How are we doing today?
Good, good.
Say, I don't know what you can do about this, but I had a situation the other day. I had a broker. I mean, now, we're getting to the point now with these ELDs, now they're wanting to tap into our ELDs.
Who's they?
I mean, I had a broker ask me, and actually they told me it wasn't them that wanted it, it was Ford wanting to tap into our ELDs. They wanted me to create a password so they could get in. And in not so many words, we said no, because, look, there's so much personal information in these of ours that they've got no business being in there, dude. I mean, in my opinion, they don't. Ain't nobody ever going to get in it.
No, there's nothing in the regulation that says that they can do that. I guess somebody can always ask for looking at stuff.
But you can see it, though.
I can see it, but yeah, there's no regulation that would... say that they can do that.
So it exists for law enforcement purposes.
Yes.
Just to make sure you're following the regulations.
Right.
That's what it's there for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think their motivation was, though, Kevin? What were they motivated to ask as a broker?
Well, that's the hard, my only thinking is they want to make sure that we've got the hours and they can track us. They want to track us. I mean, it's bad. No, I mean, I'm a single truck owner operator out of South Dakota. I travel up into North Dakota and all that stuff. Hence the reason I'm calling you, but we did everything on paper for how many years? And now guys like myself are being forced into going to this and it's only the tip of the iceberg, because the now the brokers are shippers and receivers want in. What's next? It's for me, it should be a choice on whether or not we have to have an ELD.
Right.
That's my.
But that, your argument is not with the trooper. Your argument was with the United States Congress.
Well, it's what I want to know from the trooper is his opinion on. I mean, how can this be even legal as far as somebody else wanting in there? I mean, you guys, you know, we send you the information. You know, say we get pulled over in a scale or a roadside inspection, we can send you the information.
Yeah, I think the argument there is, you know, one of data privacy and of, you know, so many things. Who has access to this information? I think that's a fair concern. Again, I don't know that you can ask the people who just enforce the rules as they're applied to do anything about it, Kevin. We appreciate the concern, and you raised an interesting point. Kirk in Louisiana when we come back next.
Tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hot tubs, game tables, saunas, pools, they've got it all. The Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, two Vince's here. Every day made better, and some big savings going on right now to move out the 2017 models. Tell us.
Yeah, we have five showrooms across the state, and we're full of 2017 models. We want to clear them out. You can take advantage of special financing on them or even cash discounts on all in-stock remaining inventory.
Not to mention how every day will be made better for you in 2018, right?
That's right. It's one of the greatest health and wellness product categories on the market today. Hot water, a sauna, what it does for the body, using it daily. It's a miracle and it's magic.
Come on in, find out more about it, and take advantage of the great savings. Remember to use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member, and you'll get an additional savings up to $1,900. Promo code ACE at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and now Devil's Lake 2. Remember the promo code ACE.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing and risk management seminar for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean skills and learn more about marketing soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 15th and 16th at two locations, NDSU Commodity Trading Room, located at Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frain Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register by March 2nd at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by MyPillow. Truly MyPillow, the one I slept on last night, the one I take with me wherever I go when I hit the road, like I will next week to the hilly ranch at St. Anthony for a little day of the life of a rancher. Doing that on Thursday. It's calving season. Can't wait. Then Friday up to Watford City. We'll be at the University of Mary's beautiful location at the Rough Rider Center in one of my favorite cities on the planet Earth, Watford City, North Dakota. Can hardly wait. I'll have the MyPillow in tow because most important thing to my health is what? My sleep.
and I sleep better with that pillow. It's as simple as that. These are great gifts. So if you have one and you agree with me, this is a life changer. Get them for your friends and family. Give them for gifts. Get them for your pets. MyPillow for pets are fantastic. We have them here at the station. For Rory, our golden retriever that's hanging around at the studio here, small, medium, or large. Up to 50% off everything when you use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Let's go to Kirk from Louisiana. Next for Trooper John and the Trooper Talk edition of What's on Your Mind Today. Go ahead, Kirk.
Hey, Scott, how you doing today?
Great, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm living the dream down here. I got to tell you, we're in pretty rough shape down here. It's 63 degrees and sunny right now. How are you guys doing?
I'm going to hang up the phone pretty quick here, Kirk, just telling you.
Well, but I want you to know my heart is still in North Dakota. Moved down to Texas about a year and a half ago just because, honestly, I was sick and tired of winter. And I love the weather. I miss the people. It's hard to beat North Dakota.
Well, it sounds like you took a little North Dakota with you by bringing along the app to listen to this radio program. So God bless you.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been listening to What's on Your Mind since, I don't know, probably mid-90s, back when Mark Armstrong did it. And I'm hooked. I'm an addict. I can't argue. But John, I appreciate you coming on the air and giving us some input on these ELDs. I've been a driver for several years and ran paper logs obviously for years. Now, I actually like the ELDs. Company I went to work for 2 years ago, they run ELDs and I'll tell you, I like not having to sit and do math at the end of every day. I didn't become a truck driver because I love adding up to 24. But my question, it really has to do with once I get to a job site or a distribution center where I'm loading and unloading. The company I work for says when you pull up to the guard check, you obviously go on duty. And he says, before you pull out of the guard check, you got to switch back to drive. And then you drive for a minute and a half to where you're parking. And another 2 minutes to where the office is, and another minute and a half back. And every time you got to switch back and forth. Now, when I ran paper logs, once we hit that guard check, we just went on duty and stayed on duty the entire time. So I guess even though, you know, I'll do it either way. The company tells me to do it this way, so that's how I do it. But man, it's a pain. Do I need to switch to on duty, or I mean to drive, every time that truck moves, or when I'm on a yard or a work site? Can I just stay on duty? That's my question.
Okay, it's kind of complicated how it works there. There is a yard move special category within the ELD regulation. And that's kind of where we're at with that. Is like, so when you hit the guard check, that's what the carrier is having you do. When you hit the guard check, they're more or less having you go on to yard move. And yard move can be used as long as you're on a public, moving around in a public lot, on duty. They're going to allow that to be on duty and not count against your drive time. Then once you hit a public street where it's open for public traffic, then you need to be on drive time. And that's where it's kind of bouncing back and forth. Now the old, there's old guidance on it that says that multiple stops within a single location can be recorded as on duty, not driving, and then just account for the amount of drive time as long as it's in within the same city. The problem is with the electronic log, that makes it tough to do because you can't edit driving time. So you're probably going to have to keep logging it the way you are.
Thanks for the call, Kirk. Texter says, not that I don't agree, semi-drivers should be well-trained. The biggest problem I see in that perspective is the ignorance of pickup and car drivers driving amongst semis. Some of the bonehead moves I've seen people do make you wonder how they ever got a license. These vehicles cause a big percentage of all accidents, but the semi drivers get the bad rap. Would you agree with that?
To a point. There's obviously both at, there's both at fault at times. So sometimes the four-wheeler's at fault, sometimes the truck driver's at fault. So, you know, I don't have the percentages and numbers in front of me to give you exact numbers on that. So,
as it pertains to this rule, limiting the amount of hours a driver can be on the road, is that a good thing? I mean, is this necessary? If that were not the rule, would we be less safe on the highways in your view?
I do, because fatigue driving is very similar to impaired driving, and it more or less is impaired driving. So when you get to a certain point where you haven't rested or sleep deprived over time, it will affect your ability to operate the vehicle. And the regulations help try to keep you so you get proper rest and not work more than you have. Like the one caller stated, well, I get that extra 15 minutes and I make X amount of dollars a year extra because I work that extra 15 minutes. Well, if the rule isn't there, well, then it gets stretched to 30 minutes or to 45 or to an extra hour because I can keep making that extra $85.
Got it. This is a question from a listener. How does law enforcement expect to differentiate between rancher, farmer, hobbyist, and a so-called commercial horse rig? Also, if I'm hauling to a rodeo and I'm over the 26,001 limit, do I need a CDL? I'm not being paid to drive. This is a question the rodeo folks want to know.
Okay. As far as the determination, as far as whether it's a business or not, is going to have to be determined at the time. If you're stopped for an inspection at that time, they will determine. If you're doing it for a hobby purposes, more or less, it's not being involved in a business. You're just doing it for a hobby. You're outside the regulations, should be allowed to continue.
And this is the exact language. The new guidelines provide an ELD and CDL exception for the transportation of horses and other animals to shows and events, as well as cars, boats, and other similar items.
Correct. CDL does, in some states, like in North Dakota, the word commerce is removed, so the CDL can be applied to the personal transportation of property if you meet the CDL regulations, even if it is for a hobby, because of the definition of a commercial vehicle and the requirement for a CDL in state law. Now, that only would apply to in-state transportation.
We have less than a minute left. I apologize. We're not going to get to all the questions here, but here's another. How is this e-log going to affect commercial applicators during the busy season? Farmer, ag, right?
Ag falls underneath the ag commodity exemption, which would allow up to 150 air mile radius around the work porting location, and they would be outside and more or less exempted from the hours of service regulations, would not need an ELD.
Texter says, so it's 11 hours for truck drivers, but nurses and doctors can work 24 hours with no sleep or breaks. Something is wrong with this picture. That is that's an argument for Congress.
Yep.
Again, yep.
Yep.
And don't forget, there are a number of seminars at the end of the month. We'll put all those up on our Facebook page so folks can go to those. You said the last week in March, right?
Yep, that's correct. Last week in March, we have those seminars. Check our website. You can also find more information by downloading our app from the App Store and following us on Twitter.
Great idea. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Good trooper talk. We'll do it again, folks. Trooper John Soba with us from the Motor Carrier Division.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're waiting for a call from Governor Doug Burgum, who will join us momentarily. I had not had a chance to play yet that interview, not the interview, the question or comment that came in related to Heidi Heitkamp's vote on the pain-capable bill that came into Chris Berg. We're assembling questions for Senator Heitkamp and comments related to things North Dakotans care about. Because unlike Governor Burgum, unlike Senator Hovind, unlike Congressman Kramer, who come on whenever we ask, honestly, as long as it works within schedules, she does not. And so we're assembling those questions, so keep them coming. But here's one that came into Chris Berg's point of view that I tried to play earlier in the show. Listen to this.
Hi, Chris. Say, you mentioned Heidi Heitkamp before, and I just wanted to say also that I just think it's a shame that we have her from North Dakota, from a small town, not too far from where I grew up, high-fiving Chuck Schumer and applauding that they can have late-term abortions. I think it's shameful that she's going to think that she's going to represent North Dakota. That is not what true North Dakota conservative people believe. And I just wanted to applaud you for bringing that out in the open.
And I'm telling you, that matters to people. That matters to people. It really does. Just like this call of the day from yesterday.
I think with Heidi, the reason you can't talk to her, she can't come on, is they keep her out. I think she's too scatterbrained already, kind of mental incompetent, that they keep her hidden. Usually she sends somebody from her office out if they do anything. They can't let her out to answer questions, but she couldn't do it.
No, I don't think that's that at all. This one call of the day I'd have to vehemently disagree with. First of all, she's a smart woman, okay? There's no doubt about that. But she's smart as a former EPA lawyer, okay? And we should never question somebody's mental competence. That just is not something we want anywhere near our airwaves, okay? So I'm going to respectfully push back on that. But I think it's tactical. I think the reason that she doesn't come on to answer questions is because she knows what you're going to ask. And that's why the previous question is so very telling. I mean, that's it. I can't emphasize this enough. This audience is so savvy. It is the kind of savvy that is just that North Dakota pioneer spirit tough that, you know, that's uncomfortable when you're a liberal Democrat, a former EPA lawyer living, you know, in the swamp of Washington, D.C., you don't want to talk to conservative North Dakotans and have to answer their pointed questions. So that's what it's about. We celebrate, by the way, our callers and thank all of them. Our friends at Delta help us do that. One call to Delta does it all. Call Eric today, 406-250-8151, if you need a turkey solution in the on the drilling site in the oil patch, online at deltaconstructors.net. All right, next up, Governor Doug Burgum joins us on the program.
was at the White House recently. We want to talk a little bit about the conversations there with the National Governors Association. Secretary Sonny Perdue, Donald Trump's Ag Secretary, will be in Fargo tomorrow. We'll have full coverage. We'll ask the governor about that and also talk a little bit about our great quality of life in North Dakota. Governor Doug Burgum back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you doing, Governor?
Great, Scott. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Great to have you join us as well. We appreciate, as I was just telling our audience, when we ask for you or Senator Hoeven or Congressman Kramer to come on this program, as long as the schedule allows, you do it. And we appreciate that very much. Appreciate the access to the listeners. So know you're a busy guy. You were at the White House recently. What was job one for you in that National Governors Association meetings and the conversations with the president, the vice president, and Secretary Zinke?
Well, first of all, it was a fantastic meeting, and there was 42 governors that were there. And one thing you have to say about this administration, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a governor who's a Democrat from a Democrat state or if you're a Republican. Everybody agrees across all those governors that this administration, the access to cabinet leaders, has been unparalleled. Some of these guys, some of these governors have been in office, you know, they're in their eighth year, some in their 12th year, and they're just saying, look, they've never seen anything like it. And think of this, we got, you know, Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Agriculture, coming tomorrow. We've already had Scott Pruitt, the EPA director, here. We had Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation, which controls the FAA. You know, coming, you know, Secretary Zinke, who we met with, when we were in, DC, had a chance to have a one-on-one with him. He's going to be here for the Petroleum Council and visiting, talking about BLM lands, talking about flaring, talking about the national park, you know, talking about the Bureau of Indian Affairs and visiting with some of our tribes. So, you know, these cabinet secretaries have a big impact on what goes on in our state because it's where we touch the federal government. I had a chance, you know, Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education, had a chance to talk to her one-on-one. So he's super productive in advancing the North Dakota agenda because of the access to cabinet officials, access to the president, access to the vice president, but also learning from other governors. There's some terrific other Republican governors around the country that are also former CEOs. Yeah, they've been at this a few years longer than I have, and every time I'm around them, I come back with more ideas of things we can get done, you know, better and faster in North Dakota.
Chatting with Phil Parker earlier, who does the KFIRE morning show, and, you know, we were talking about the fact you're going to be on today, and he said, I'd be curious, when he was at the White House, did he see all that chaos everybody claims is there? You know, there's all this disarray, there's all this chaos, and what you just described tells me that maybe that's a swamp fake news story or something, huh?
Well, you know, we had a you know, part of the annual tradition at the Governor Association is to have a, you know, a formal dinner at the White House on Sunday night, and you know, we were the First Lady Catherine and I were you know, pleased to be seated at the President and First Lady's table. There was four governors that had the honor of doing that. We had a chance to sit next to the First Lady of the United States, and somebody asked me about how that was, and she'd been working to get her son moved from New York into a new school, get him hooked up with a new soccer team. There's a soccer net outside in the Rose Garden, and I said, like, how was dinner with the First Lady? And I said, well, it was just like with any other soccer mom, which was, you know, fun to hear her perspective as just trying to be a great mother. And then it's always interesting where they, you know, try to suggest that, you know, apparently you can't be attractive and intelligent, but, you know, she speaks five languages, which is, you know, again, just an indication of her capability. And so that's that part was fun. But the next morning, you know, the governors are all back for the working session, and, you know, they break the governors into different groups. We, you know, they had people working on infrastructure. They had people working on, you know, prison reform, on workforce development. And so, you know, they're in breakouts and these things are really well structured. You got six or eight governors in a working group with staff from the White House, including cabinet level officials and White House staff that's there. And they're focused, they're effective. And, you know, I've been to a lot of corporate meetings in my life, and that morning when we were working with all the other governors, you know, the White House is really listening. They got the time structured. It's good use of people's time, and it's not a bunch of fluff. And so, you know, my direct experience is the place is, you know, is well organized and effective. And, you know, maybe what this, you know, maybe what the swamp doesn't like is they're spending time actually listening to governors in the states, as opposed to try to come up with everything to be a federal answer. And I think at a time of rapid change, having, you know, states being able to innovate, drive in different directions, different, they call it, you know, 50 crucibles of democracy. I call it 50 platforms of innovation, but that's what, how we're going to solve some of the problems in this country, is with, some distributed versus centralized solutions. So I thought time was very effective.
Yeah, you know, just I love hearing what you're describing there, because it's 100% opposite of everything you're hearing out of the media describing what's happening there. And as you say, you've been in your fair share of meetings. So it isn't even just that the fact that they have you there. It's that the meetings are productive and you're getting things done. And it's just incredible. What is there one thing you're most excited about where your access to the White House, to the president, vice president, cabinet leaders will make the biggest difference for North Dakota?
Well, I just across the board, because, again, I mean, you know, this is, I think, the probably the fourth time I've met one-on-one with Zinke in 1 year. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, there's things where we're moving the ball forward on a number of fronts, related to, you know, where our state interacts with that. With Sonny Perdue, of course, he's not just Secretary of Ag. I mean, they've got the Forest Service reporting to him. And we've got all these grasslands, whether it's Cheyenne National Grasslands, all the grasslands out west that the ranchers interact with. So they're, you know, they're listening on lots of, you know, lots of different touch points. We had a chance to get back together with Scott Pruitt, you know, who was, you know, here and was, you know, last spring. And we had that group with all the, you know, farmers and ag producer groups. And it was hosted up at Bo Bateman's farm, you know, near Grand Forks. And here's Scott Pruitt. I walk in and he sees me and he said, "How's Bo doing?" Was literally what he said to me at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. That's when they were hosting that meeting. Secretary Acosta from Labor, was there. We had access to him as well. And that was, you know, so there's just so many great things that are going on where they're really, listening and moving ahead. You know, whether it's our, you know, education plans or whether workforce development or again, this visit with Purdue tomorrow, I'm excited that we've got administration that wants to help state governors solve problems.
And I have to tell you, it just warms my heart to see your wife, the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, once again front and center on an issue that is impacting lives in ways it's hard to imagine. I just saw a new stat about emergency department visits for opioid overdoses is up by 70% in the Midwest. 30% nationwide, 70%. Here in the Midwest. So talk about a life-changing, initiative, and to be on the ground level of really tackling this firsthand. That's an important one too, isn't it?
Well, it is, and she was there, and really is. I know among, has really been courageous in putting herself out in front on this issue, and you know that NGA was Sunday, Monday when we were there, you know, at the White House. The White House turned around and asked her to come back on Thursday. She flew back to D.C. And was there with the new drug czar, his first week in office, you know, Kellyanne Conway. They called on her, and she spoke at that event back at the White House. It was a 2.5-hour event on the opioid crisis. So she's really, taking a lead nationally and putting North Dakota in the spotlight as someone who's really trying to tackle this issue head on. So really, kudos to her for the great work she's doing.
Yeah, no, it really is great to see. I want to ask you also about this new U.S. News and World Report ranking of North Dakota as number one for quality of life. That was a neat deal. And also a little bit about what you're hoping will come of the visit of Secretary Perdue. The Secretary of Agriculture, as you mentioned, will be here tomorrow in Fargo on the campus of NDSU and doing a number of other stops. We'll have coverage of that, by the way, tomorrow on the program and pick up the first half hour of that roundtable with a number of ag leaders. But we'll ask the governor about that after a break. Governor Doug Burgum with us today on What's on Your Mind. One more segment to go. We'll continue after this short timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise. Joyce Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You have a lot of 2017 models. You want to make way for the 2018s. Great deals right now, right?
They are. Yeah, we have the 2018s that are knocking on the door coming in, so we need to do away with the 2017s. And, you know, for the most part, nothing's really changed except the savings on last year's model.
And what especially hasn't changed is that every day is made better in these Hot Springs Spas, right?
That's right. Every time you sit in hot water of 101 degrees, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. It's magic.
And the health benefits of the sauna, same deal?
Yeah, the sauna's great for detoxing. Also, as we talked about in the past now, they did research, University of Finland, and men and women who sit in a sauna an average of four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%. That is the number five killer of men in the United States, and guess what? The cure for that disease might boil down to a little box of wood with a heater in it, a sauna.
Reason to get in now. Showroom models must go. 60 months, no interest financing. Cash discounts right now. Old halls and game tables as well. Don't forget that. The pool tables and the game tables. And some great deals because the showroom models must go at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. 60 months, no interest financing now. Stop and see them. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, final segment. Tomorrow we'll have coverage of Sonny Perdue's visit to Fargo. He'll actually be at NDSU and a number of stops through our busy schedule. Got a lot going on. Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer, Governor Burgum will all be there. I think Senator Heitkamp is there as well, and I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody. It's a big list. I'm just looking at the list here of the folks that are participating in the roundtable, and it is a lot of folks that he'll have a chance to interact with. So we'll have coverage for that. First half hour of the roundtable live on the program. More of our chat now with Governor Doug Burgum. Just a few minutes left. Governor, anything else on the National Governors Association gathering in Washington, D.C. that was a good takeaway for you?
Well, a couple things that jumped out. I mean, really there's, you know, has to be a focus at the state level of being more efficient with taxpayer dollars and reinventing how we deliver basic services, you know, doing more with less. And, it, you know, Brad Smith, the president of Microsoft, spoke. Ginni Rometty, who's the CEO of IBM, spoke. They're talking about, you know, all the innovative things they're doing across education, rural broadband, you know, government, improving government services. And then President Crow, who is the president of Arizona State University. Arizona State's been named number one innovative university in the country for 3 years in a row, and that's ahead of Stanford, ahead of MIT. He spoke to all the governors, and fascinating what they're doing, and just his approach. He just said, "Hey, we've abandoned the what they call the agency model. They don't think of themselves as a government agency that's dependent on the state legislator for funding. They have what they call an enterprise model." And he said, "Look, our job is to educate." You know, students, you know, from Arizona and the needs of what the workforce needs and needs of what the future needs, the future of the state, that's our job. And that mission is not dependent on or conditional. It's not conditional on how much money we get from the legislature. So we better go out in the market and earn that with partnerships with companies from, you know, everybody from whether it's Starbucks or ag manufacturers, whatever, of the PGA. I mean, he's got programs where they're putting together training certification, 4-year degree programs, and they're doing it, and they're making money doing it, and they're growing, and they're doing it a mix of, you know, on presence, online, new technologies, hundreds of partnerships with technology companies. So a very exciting role model. And this is a state university where he's dropped his dependence on the state. At the same time, he's grown the college and grown their research dollars.
How close do you think the outcome of the work of your higher education roundtable will tap into some of that innovation from ASU?
Well, I think the task force is around governance, and we got to make sure that we have a governance model that allows our universities to be entrepreneurial, to be risk taking, and we're not going to micromanage our way, you know, to success in a time of rapid change. And so there's going to have to be, you know, set broad goals, make sure there's accountability with the taxpayer dollars. But then we've got to allow these organizations to be responsive to market demands and market signals. And they need to be. And if they're not responsive to the market demand, like, hey, we need more. I mean, we got, you know, programs down at NDSCS in Wapaton, where I was down there touring with the lieutenant governor, and there's guys coming out of those programs down there, and they got 8 job offers for every graduate. Okay, we probably should be driving more funding towards things like that versus, you know, putting money into programs where students end up with a pile of debt and no job. That's what I'm talking about, responding to market signals. So we have to make sure that the governance model that we come up with, the one we have now, has been around since 1939. It's time for us to look hard at a change. That's what the task force is doing, and give the leaders, to give these universities the ability to respond and be responsive, as opposed to being micromanaged by either the legislator or the Board of Higher Ed.
Speaking of innovation, we have 2 minutes left, and I have 2 questions for you and also a question from a listener. And by the way, I've been taking up all the governor's time, but we always welcome your questions. 365-2054 to text, or 800-228-0550. I'll start with a listener's text question. What's the governor's plan for protecting the children and staff in our schools?
Well, I think this is school safety is a big issue. And I think one of the things that we have to look at in North Dakota is how we're doing in the urban areas versus the rural areas. I mean, if you go to any one of the schools in, say, Bismarck or Fargo, I mean, if you're dropping off your kids at Discovery Junior High in South Fargo, you're going to see 2 resource officers there that might have worked there for years, likely 1 male and 1 female, City of Fargo policeman. They know the kids, they know the teachers, they know the families that are there, and they're there, and they're there during the day. They got a squad car parked outside. If you're, you know, going to a small rural school in North Dakota, I'm not even, you could be a half an hour away from any kind of law enforcement. And, you know, we're not even, don't even have any way of knowing centrally, because I've asked the question of, you know, if all of our schools in North Dakota are down to one locked monitored access door. So we have a wide range of starting points that we're starting from in our state. And I think we need to make sure that we're, providing that kind of safe environment across the state. And, of course, we do know from a mental health standpoint, we're way short of mental health, particularly in the western part of our state. And so this is there's a health issue that we've got to address, too, in terms of making sure that we got the right kind of staffing and resources in the schools, because we've got you know, if you've got, you know, undiagnosed or you've got stigma related to, you know, teenage mental health issues, you know, that's the problem. And we got to make sure we get in front of that.
Listener goes on to say, please figure out a way to allow our teachers and staff to be trained and armed as well. Didn't ask a question there, but added that comment. I only have a few seconds left. Quality of life, number one. Were your buttons popping when you saw that?
Well, it's a credit to all the people that live in the state. I mean, I'm glad that U.S. News World Report is recognizing what we all know, which is this is a great place to live, and it's a great place to live, and the people that here love it, and they take care of each other, and they care about each other, and that's what helps drive quality of life.
Always nice to have that recognized, though. We'll talk to you tomorrow at the roundtable with Secretary Perdue. I know that'll be a busy day. We'll catch you maybe after the media avail and talk a little bit more about that. Governor, thanks for the time. We appreciate
Super.
It.
Super. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
God bless you, folks. Gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.